accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Member FDIC.
We're keeping our eyes on the storms, and Matt Farrell have everything for you traffic-wise this afternoon. Make sure you follow Matt in traffic on X, and make sure you've got batteries in the radio. You keep the WIBC, WIBC.com. What we're seeing right now, I'm Tony Katz, by the way, 93 WIBC. We've got a little bit of rain going on in the next hour. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll see, 11 noon, we'll see the rains again. It's not until the afternoon that the stronger storms are coming through. And of course, this changes minute to minute and hour to hour. But those storms can bring hail. Those storms can spring up some tornadic activities. So it's possible across the state to see the possibility of tornadoes, the possibility, levels of strength, things like that. That's an unknown at this stage of the game. It's just everything weather-wise plays into this place. The possibility for hail, all of it. So make sure you're prepared now. Make sure if you have the ability to be home early, you do that. Make sure you've checked on a neighbor. Make sure your shoes are nearby wherever you are. So if there's any issue, you've got your shoes on. You don't want to be walking barefoot through broken glass. That goes back to my California earthquake days. Shoes were always next to the bed. Because if there was an earthquake, to the extent that your shoes would still be there, You wanted to be able to walk with a little bit of security. So that's what's going on. We've got it for you. Hammer and Nigel will have all the latest on the weather, and Matt Bear will get you home safe and sound, because that's kind of what he does. It's his thing right there. At MIT, that's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. But don't get me wrong, they'll go after you if you're a Jewish student. But they've decided to eliminate DEI from the hiring process. The school has stated they're removing a requirement that mandates that all prospective faculty submit DEI statements during the hiring process. No longer a part of the application for any faculty positions at MIT. Why? Doesn't work. My goals are to tap into the full scope of human talent, to bring the very best to MIT, and to make sure they thrive once here. This is according to the MIT president, Dr. Sally Kornbluth. Quote, "We can build an inclusive environment in many ways, but compelled statements impinge on freedom of expression, and they don't work." Are you listening, Newfields? Hello? Hello, is this on? Testing? Are you listening? Are you listening, Indianapolis, with your DEI office? Are you listening, Eric Holcomb? It doesn't work. It'll never work. It's bigotry. It is the support of bigotry. It breeds bigotry. Get it the hell out of here. How many more ways do you need to be told? None of this DEI garbage works. It's hate, and it's teaching kids how to hate. It is building hate within people. Stop it. Stop being awful. Good Lord. Newfields. By the way, what happened to the CEO? Why did she resign? Was there a money issue? Was there a people issue? How come you've never told the citizens of Indianapolis? What trust are we supposed to have in Newfields, in this beautiful museum, if you won't tell us? You made this hire. How dare that Charles Venable exist? And you made this hire. It was all about diversity. And a couple years later, she's gone. And you still won't tell us why. Why is it that the board of Newfields gets a pass on this? They get a pass. That is ugly as sin. How come you will not explain to black Hoosiers why it is you got rid of the black CEO? Answer the question. Oh, it's not about race? I'm sorry. I was told everything is about race. You see what I did there? Why'd you get rid of the CEO? What happened? If you want to hear people who don't understand anything and think that race is everything, and oh, in the worst possible way, let me bring you the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. It's the popcorn moment. Let's go. It's the story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. I'm going to share something with you. And if you're driving, hands on 10 and 2. Whenever I have to tell you hands on 10 and 2, which they tell you 9 and 3 now because of airbags. But yeah, listen, this is the way I learned it. This is the way I'm doing it. If I tell you keep your hands on the wheel, you know that it's going to be bad. And if it's Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, you know it's going to be bad and probably pretty dumb. This is a winner. This is a winner. She's at the the Milken Institute, the global conference, and she's talking about young black kids growing up in the Bronx. That's where I'm going to leave this story.
Oh, God!
She's talking about young black kids growing up in the Bronx.
OMG. Are you kidding me right now?
You got to hear it. You got to hear it to believe it. Here it is. Thank you.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word a computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want the world open up to all of them because when you have their diverse voices innovating solutions through technology, then you're really addressing society's broader challenges.
A vicious mother, isn't he?
Holy crap. You're telling me that young black kids who grow up in the Bronx have never heard the word computer? They don't know what the word computer is? Is this your argument? This is insane. These people are out of their minds.
Well,
I don't think it was that bad. I think you may have gone just a little bit overboard there.
Oh, poor you.
I'm just saying that she's a dope. I don't think it falls into Nazi category.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
Well, who doesn't? The point I try to make to you is that this is the kind of commentary that is ridiculous and false. Everything she said is a lie and she knows it. She just wants to talk about diversity. Look at me. I care. Black kids in the Bronx have never heard the word computer? That's a lie. That's insane. These people are in charge? They're not smart enough to be in charge. Kathy Hochul is not smart enough to be in charge. You can't say that about a woman. Yes, I can. If the woman isn't smart enough to be in charge, and Kathy Hochul is not smart enough to be in charge. That's like saying Representative Maxine Waters is smart enough to be in charge. No. No, she's not.
What happened?
Well, she's not bright. That's what happened. Her comments the other days that Trump has people training in the hills to take over the country. True story. She said it. Oh. These people are proud of their ignorance and they think that somehow it's a virtue. We should vote them out of office just to remind them that no, it's not. And then we shouldn't hire them because, my God, they'll ruin any organization they touch.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.